Our Coffee and Community series continues, and we head to East Lansing to the Big B headquarters. Some background on this story. We were so excited to be able to interview Bob Fish, co-president and co-CEO of Big B, but the time it was set up for was 4:30 in the afternoon, and that was a little late for me, and I'd already let my babysitter go for the day. And not wanting to lose the chance to talk to Bob in person, his assistant, Marilyn, offered for me to bring the twins, and she said they could play in Big B's beanbag room. So I packed the twins up.
Do you have coffee?
Yes.
I want to hold it.
Do you know the place where we're going?
I want to hold it.
Big B.
Where are we going, Carsey?
Big B.
Are you excited?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
I came to Michigan State University in 1981 to become an engineer, and then I worked my way through school, no prep major, business major, finally hospitality business major. I got my 4-year degree in 8 years by working my way through school. And I worked at a local restaurant called the Flapjack Shack. And by the time I graduated, I had worked my way through that restaurant and I was running it. So I was running that restaurant and then I was graduating and I was gonna leave. But the people that owned that restaurant asked me to stay and help them grow. And I said, would love to, but I want to own my own restaurant. And so we agreed. We shook hands on that. And so we grew their concept from 1 to 4, and I owned the third one. And I opened that in 1991. And then in 1993, I sold that, signed off on the contract, put the money in the bank. The next day, I hit the road, and I drove south. And I drove as far south as Brownsville, Texas. And on the way, I had several ideas in mind. I decided that I wanted to do coffee. Coffee was just emerging at that point in time. It's 1994. So from there, I drove to Seattle. In Seattle, I spent 3 months hanging out with people. Most people consider that to be sort of the birthplace of specialty coffee in America. And I hung out with people and learned as much as I could. I already understood food service, didn't understand specialty coffee necessarily. Came back, wrote a business plan, and opened my first location March 15, 1995. In East Lansing, Michigan. It's just gone from there. So I opened another location 2 years later, started franchising in 1999 with two locations. And from there, it took off. So that's how we get to 255 units today.
How'd you come up with your colors?
The colors are bright. I don't know if you've noticed, but everything about Big B is a little bright. So the music's bright when you go into them. The colors are bright. The people are bright. And all that is to make specialty coffee more approachable. So when we started in 1995, it was this really sort of Euro chic thing. And if you didn't know how to say espresso, maybe you said espresso, or you didn't really understand what was in a latte. We were the concept that was much more approachable in terms of how to learn and grow in specialty coffee. So, you know, we didn't call our drink the caramel macchiato, which is some really Italianized affected thing, and most Italians would turn over in their grave. We called it a caramel marvel, which is a superhero, right? So just about making the brand more approachable, lively, fun, happy. Oh, tour. Let's keep on going. So, and the thing about it's sort of a maze because we didn't have all this space in the beginning. So when we first started, it was just kind of down here-ish. All that was added. But here on these walls, you have every operator that ever signed an agreement. And so each picture represents the signing moment. The dollar bill is everybody that was at that signing, signed that bill. And then the cup was also signed by everybody at that meeting. Two copies of each thing were signed. And so the owner operator has a copy for themselves and we have one for us. We have a lot of multi-unit operators. So people might own 8 stores or 10 stores. One owns 30-ish stores. So they have their own walls of signings and so on and so forth. So every color is a different year, and so it starts way down there. We're here. So the beanbag room is where we have what we call huddle, and so that's a company-wide meeting every Tuesday. Numbers update. Usually somebody presents on themselves, you know, about them personally, and then somebody will do something informational, you know, like how to tip. Or whatever, you know, how to change your snow tires into regular tires.
Right.
Who knows,
really,
right?
Just
yes.
Random stuff.
Right. If you've got something that you think is of value that you could bring to the table, it happens at a huddle. Huddle only lasts a half an hour. It's like 10 minutes on numbers, 10 minutes on finding out about people that are actually working here. So you got to kind of do a bio thing.
You're a pretty human company.
Very human company. Ridiculously human company.
And how come?
Because we exist to love people. It's not about coffee, it's about people. We happen to sell coffee, and we love coffee, and we love how coffee brings people together and gets them started in the day, makes their day different. But whether we're in the store or in here, we exist to love people.
And again, a big thank you to everyone at Big B headquarters and to Bob Fish, co-CEO and president of Big B with Michael McFaul. I'm Brooke Allen for WKAR.